Hello, it's Peter Kirkpatrick.
Peter Kirkpatrick.
Welcome to The Backstage Pass.
The Backstage Pass. On Airway.
Today, I've chosen a track from an artist who, to this day, has sold over 200 million records. This is Song for Guy by Elton John, released in 1978. It's the late 70s, and after 2 years without releasing an album, Elton John decides it's time to get back to work, but for the first time without Bernie Taupin, his long-term friend and lyricist. Elton John knows this will be a challenging task, but he needs to undertake it and perform an artistic introspection. It's Friday, August the 18th, 1978, and as the day comes to a close, Elton John sits down at his piano. He's not in great spirits, and this mental fatigue leads him into a state of disassociation. Suddenly, he feels like his soul is leaving his body, and this sensation persists until he realizes he's witnessing his final hour. This near-death experience overwhelms him, and he feels an urgent need to release his tension through the piano keys. What follows is a sequence of notes that form an instrumental of exceptional beauty. The next day brings sad news. Elton John learns that Guy Burchett, the 17-year-old courier who works for him at the record company, died tragically in a motorcycle accident the day before. Deeply moved by this loss, Elton John, who had a great affection for Guy, decides to dedicate the piece he'd composed the previous day to the young man. He names it A Song for Guy, in tribute to Guy Burchett.
Airwave.
When this was released, the extended length of this instrumental posed challenges for American radio stations, and many, initially, overlooked it. However, thankfully, the rest of the world, touched by the story, embraced Song for Guy, which undeniably became a beloved hit that everybody loves today.